to ruin Abby's life. Abby's older brother, Aaron, no longer wants to play with her, and after much deliberation, Abby has decided it's Lillian's fault. All Aaron and Tommy Knocker, the absolute love of Abby's life, want to do is follow Lillian around the neighborhood. That's all anybody wants to do. They think Lillian is exciting with her violet eyes and stark white hair, but Abby doesn't think it's that cool. Lillian gestures to the slide. Can I try? Abby crosses her arms over her chest, debating saying no. There are no adults around to scold Abby for her bad behavior, so there's no reason to be nice. Aaron was supposed to come to the park with her, but he and Tommy Knocker ran away the first chance they got. Abby tried to keep up, but their 9-year-old legs were too fast. She has no idea where they are, and it's all Lillian's fault. Everything was perfect before the quiet, violet-eyed girl moved into town. No. Abby wipes her palms on her pants. It's my slide. Her pants are new, but the stretchy pink fabric is already covered in dirt. There's also a tiny hole behind the knee, a blemish Abby hopes her mom won't notice when she gets home. Lillian presses her lips together and rocks back on her heels. She's wearing a long blue dress, and while the color is pretty, it looks about 2 sizes too big on her. Abby takes pleasure in that, and she turns back to the slide and begins another climbing attempt, with the determination only a 6-year-old can muster. She makes it almost halfway up before losing her grip and falling back down. Lillian watches the entire time, a fact that greatly annoys Abby. Nobody ever comes to this park, and Abby's come to think of it as her own. This is just another thing Lillian has ruined. Abby makes 3 more attempts to climb the slide before losing her patience and turning toward the still staring Lillian. Go away. Lillian points to the slide. I want to try. Her mom wants her to befriend Abby. She says Lillian needs to blend in with the humans, and making a friend is the most human thing she can do. Abby jumps off the bottom of the slide, and Lillian can't help but wonder what she's done to make the other girl so angry. Everybody liked her back in Belmere, even Prince Kieran. He declared her his best friend before the entire court, and that means something. Well, it did. She and her mother are no longer welcome in the fairy realm, and her mom says she should forget about her life there. That's easier said than done. Abby chews at her bottom lip and glances around the empty park. Lillian counts the seconds. Exactly 7 pass before Abby finally sighs and points to the slide. You have to climb to the top. Lillian climbs onto the base of the slide. I can do that. They didn't have playgrounds in Belmere, but Lillian's finding she's pretty good at most human activities. Her mom says not to be too athletic and draw attention, but this will be easy. She imitates what Abby was doing, planting her palms into the sides of the slide and using her feet to climb. It's not nearly as complicated as Abby makes it seem, and after only a few minor slips, Lillian curls her fingers around the plastic edge on top and crawls onto the gray platform. Abby peers at Lillian from the bottom of the slide, her brown eyes narrowed into thin slits. How'd you do that? Lillian knows she should probably lie, but she really wants to be friends with Abby. I'm a fairy. Abby cocks her head to the side. Lillian's a fairy? That makes sense. And that's probably why her brother and Tommy Knocker like her so much. Aaron's taken to calling Abby a troll whenever their mom isn't listening, and she hates it. She doesn't want to be a troll. I'm a fairy too, Abby decides. Lillian throws herself into the slide. Her shoes squeak against the hard plastic, and Abby steps to the side just in time to avoid getting hit as Lillian reaches the bottom. No, Lillian says, landing on a pile of wood chips. I'm a real fairy. Abby climbs back onto the slide once Lillian's out.